I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and Fox Sports Radio 96.9 FM. The soul in sports. That's right. I don't care if y'all like it, you don't like it. I like saying soul. So I will always say it when I feel like saying it. The soul in sports, people. Welcome back. I am your host, Mike Knox. And indeed, I spell my name with three X's because, like, you know, Will Smith as the genie. I'm not sure if that's really hardcore, but I am. So I want to tell you I spell my name with three X's. But come on, Will. Come on. Listen, I love Aladdin, but Will, and I love Will Smith. I just don't know about this one. But welcome to the show, the pros, icons, Ayatollahs, and rock and rollers, icons, and all, even you, listen to right here, 347-637-3859. I'm going to call in, but it's always first, the particulars. So listen, a lot to talk about. We ain't been here in 7 days, right? So we want to talk to you today about the NBA. Isn't it really fantastic? Now, I hold no grudges. I hold no puns. I speak from the heart when I tell you I am Chicago first in every sport except for the NFL. I'm a diehard Eagles fan, being my father from Philadelphia, went out there in 87. Now, so I take the unfair advantage of claiming two cities. So the Bulls aren't relevant right now, right? Unless they get Zion, right? I'm a guy who wants Zion in Chicago, but you know who is relevant? The Philadelphia 76ers, people. Did you trust the process? They were trying to make fun of the process. But Elton Brand was really the process, and what he has accomplished in that process should equal NBA success. Now, the bigger question amongst it all is what Joel Embiid keeps saying. I can't say it as elegant as he said. Wait a minute, maybe I can't. If we could
get on the same page, then but the page got to be the same.
Well, I don't know. That's how I talk. I love Joel Embiid. I do. I think he is the best in the NBA. I've been saying it for 2 years. Okay, but the guy's funny. Okay, but if like he said, they can put this all together. And Jimmy Butler, this is for you, big guy. To me, the Tobias Harris trade is for Jimmy Butler. For Jimmy Butler to say, you want to be with a winner, you want to be with a team that was putting the effort out there on the court to be a winner, Jimmy, put up or shut up. Tobias Harris, to me, is the bigger addition thus far. All the Sixers look good in the winning and the city of brotherly love. Also, as we talk NBA, the trades didn't happen that people wanted to happen because this one happened. This is the talk of the NBA trade, but not the other guy, AD. Is L.A. the destination spot that everybody thinks it should be, and it is? Is John Wall done in D.C.? Like, not his career, but, like, to the fans, to the organization, does anybody want who I used to call Baby LeBron? I'm just saying. A Carlos Boozer injury? Really? Does everybody Carlos Boozer have the same injury almost? I'm just saying. Also, as I wear my heart on my sleeve, wrestling is tonight, guys. Oh, Raw to WrestleMania Elimination Chambers on Sunday, but then AEW still the headlines again with Omega versus Alpha versus Omega 2. Let's talk about it. Let's be about it. But welcome back to the program live from the city of brotherly love. Welcome back to the program. Yo, Jay Chris, what's going on, my brother?
Hey, what's going on, Mike, man? I'm glad to be back on the show. It's been a little while. Excuse me. You know, I don't keep up with messages, so every day I just call in. I'm like, all right, let's get the show started. And then I don't hear anything. But then anytime I don't call in, I'm always late. So I'm actually on time for the show. Got here when it started. I'm excited about the Sixers.
Of course.
And, you know, I told you to them, I said, don't start the Sixers conversation without me. And here I am.
You're right.
Thank
so,
you.
I saw you were awaiting. We're going to talk about this because also welcome to the program. That Lakers fan live from the DMV. We know his black ass better have some ID because, yeah, they still locking people up because they're DWB. Okay. What's going on, Wally?
What's up, everybody? How's everybody doing, man?
Wonderful. Wonderful.
I'm a copacetic.
Just swell. Peachy swell. That's what I'm trying. That's all I like to hear. Peachy swell, man. Peachy swell. Let's get this thing going, man. Let's get this thing crack-a-lacking.
Let's get it crack-a-lacking. Also, from the host city in Richmond, Virginia, his mama calls him Micah, but you can call him CEO on Twitter. What's going on, Micah?
Man, oh, man, oh, man. I'm still back. I'm still whack, but that wouldn't be me if I wasn't. So y'all just go ahead and run tell that. It's still me. You know me. I like to call myself ME, but, you know, you keep putting my government out there, so I guess I got to go with my government. That's how it is. Mike Nott! It's been a while, man. And it's, we actually still have football. The Super Bowl did not kill football. Yes!
We're going to talk about the AAF. Let's talk about the AAF. I love initials. I'm a wrestling fan. So the AAF, okay, if you don't know what that is. And we're on regular TV, too, like your local CBS. Had some games, you know, that was planned on. They played in the Washington area, the new Washington team out there, you know. But, hey, talk about the AFF later. But we're going to talk about right now the biggest news to me in professional sports right now. And that's not Dakota Prescott saying that Tom Brady don't have to take a pay cut because his wife makes more money than him. No, that's not really the head conversation. Why do people start with that? I get it's America's team, but really? Give me a break, people. Dakota Prescott will get the contract his black ass should take because his black ass should be happy that his black ass in a good situation with that team around him. So he should take whatever the black ass offers him, but just a little bit more, right? You're not going to get $22 million, but at least you get a boy 17, 15. That's about it. But we're going to talk about the NBA. It's fantastic if you are in the East Coast. The East Coast, LeBron leaves, and every team now is trying to win, right? We said it was wide open when LeBron left before. But now it's really there. Is Boston still a factor? Did Toronto do enough by getting Miritich from, I want to say the Bulls. I still hated that now he's gone.
Marcus Hull.
And,
Marcus
you know,
Hull. He's got Marcus Hull. Marcus Hull.
Well, when I said Raptors, right, but I meant to say that with Milwaukee. Thank you for fixing that. But Gasol for the Raptors and him for the Bucks. I do apologize. But you get what I'm saying. But Tobias Harris to the Sixers. Jay Chris, I'm going to get in here. I said a mouthful, literally. As we got on air here, my take about it and how wonderful I think it is, an Elton Brand Executive of the Year, if this pans out. Your thoughts?
I got to be honest with you. When I first heard about the trade, the only thing that I was concerned with was the fact that they traded Landry Shamet. I think Landry Shamet. I think he has a bright future.
Yeah.
I think he has a bright future in the league. Somebody said he's going to be the next Steph Curry. I don't know about that.
Yeah,
but
I think he's going to be
– I mean, he's got a lot of Lou Williams in him without maybe the handle. But you know, he can score. He can score from the outside, and you know, he's a decent guard. And I thought he would have been a great piece for the Sixers going forward in the future. Excuse me. That being said, I thought all the trades collectively that were made right before the trade deadline were great for the Sixers. Because once they made the first trade with the Clippers for Boban and Toby and was it Mike Jones or whoever it was, I'm sorry. Mike Scott, thank you. They did not the bench was still weak.
Right.
Okay, the bench was still weak and there was a lot of talk of, you know, well, you know, the starting five is gonna be good, but the bench is, you know, the bench gotta play at some point. Then they made more moves. They traded Markelle Fultz and got Simmons. They traded traded for cash consideration and got Ennis out of Houston. So they made some moves. They made some things happen. I still think they should sign Corey Brewer, but you know, that's neither here nor there. They made some things happen to shore up a decent playoff run, in my opinion, a strong playoff run, a strong playoff push. The process now has turned into, you know,
The process has begun when they got rid of everybody. You're not getting excited about this, and I don't understand why. Don't play this melodramatic. This is the Sixers.
All right, let me give you a few examples of why I'm not excited yet. Right, they're playing well, and they need to learn to play together. Right, they're going to have their growing pains. Here's what I equate it to right now, the fact that they beat Denver, which is a very good team, and they beat the Lakers, which is not a very good team. Teams don't know how to attack this team yet, but they will learn, right? It's like when the rookie pitcher gets called up from the minors, and his first one or two outings look fantastic until there's film on them, until the batter learns how to approach this pitcher. Then they start falling off, and then they become what they become. I'm waiting to see what the Sixers become. Could it be what they are right now? I mean, I'm not that excited that they beat the Lakers by 23, right? Okay. I'm more excited that they were able to hold off Denver after jumping out to a big league, hold off Denver and beat Denver. They got a big game coming up with Indiana, which, you know, is going to say a lot without Victor Oladipo. So there's a lot of things that need to be made. And nobody's talking about some of the other trades that were made, too. A lot of teams got strong. I think Toronto got strong. Milwaukee got strong. There's a lot of competition out there.
I don't think Toronto helps Toronto all that much. That's just me. I think Miritich to the Milwaukee Bucks helps them, and I think them and Boston are still the only other legitimate threats in the East. I'm not putting nothing past Toronto. I'm not saying legitimate, meaning that I'm just not afraid of Toronto, but other than Kawhi, I think they're playing just – I need to see Toronto do it in the playoffs, and they never do. Kind of one of the things that we did with Houston. A lot of things you said there, and I get Wally in here. I personally think any team LeBron James is on has a potential chance at any given Sunday, so any given day in the NBA to play and win. So I don't put that past them. Oh, it was a Lakers kind of team kind of thing. They don't have Lonzo as well being there. To me, it was a bigger part of that team. So I let that go. But as far as me, I think the Sixers, Jay Chris, I think, hands down, you say how to play this team, how to guard this team. I don't think you can guard this team. Wally, jump in there. This trade, is it good? Are they the best team in the East? Nope, that's my fault, Wally.
Right now.
Speak now. True. Start over. Go ahead.
At the moment, I don't think they're the best team now. I think Milwaukee's the best team at the moment because how they're blowing teams out left and right. Like, Milwaukee has been dominant. And then they just added Miritich, so it makes them even better. But I think the Sixers, I mean, their five is amazing. It's all predicated on Jimmy Butler. You know, Tobias Harris is a beast. He's an unknown beast. Like, Tobias Harris can bowl. Like, he can really bowl. You had that with Embiid, Ben Simmons. Now, Jimmy Butler, who was complaining earlier about not getting enough touches on the offense, is really going to be predicated on Jimmy Butler. Because I think, like, the other four guys, they're going to work well together. And then you got J.J. off the bench, who's giving you 20 off the bench now. So it's like they got a real nice mob on their team. It's all predicated on a guy, and it's sad to say it, as talented as Jimmy Butler is, you know, he kind of messes up chemistry at time to time with his prior team. So if he can keep the peace, then I think they'll be fine to make a strong push. But right now, if you had to tell me who's the best team in the East, it's the Milwaukee Bucks.
Team that beat in the East, you still think is Milwaukee?
Yeah, because they've just been playing lights out. Yeah, they've been lights out. I can't – I don't – like, I can only go off a regular season right now, and right now what they're doing is for every
see,
team.
If this was – and we have had this in the NBA in past, and here it is, guys. I'm me, right? I'm that guy. I'm the hype guy, right? That's just who I am. This is me naturally. I don't need no drugs, no nothing. This is just – I wake up this hype, okay? This is all natural. This is God's sweet nectar of Mike Knox, right? But you guys are like basketball guys. Especially you, Wally. You know what I mean? Jake, you guys are basketball guys and all that. I get that. All right? You know more basketball than I do. I can say that as a man. Okay? But I do know basketball. And there is no way, okay, you can have what Stevenson did in the playoffs. If that happens this year, you have the floor opened up. Collapse if you want to. He can kick it. The only problem with this team being beat is injury. Barring injury, this team is going to the NBA Finals. Hashtag, what's the Philadelphia 76ers hashtag, J. Chris? Come with me. Come on with me.
Here we come. Here we are. Here we go.
Here we come. Hashtag, here we come. Okay? They're coming. And everybody should be prepared for the Philadelphia 76ers. Bet Mike Knox. Okay? And bet me that heart box of wings, Wally, because that is the greatest gift known to man, and I need to find somebody at that right there.
That's
hey, fly tag in there. Go ahead.
I got a fly tag because, you know, I'm the guy who knows, like, nothing outside of, like, Michael Jordan was good. LeBron James is good. So, yeah, I know, right? No, I'm kidding. I know. I'm just messing around. You know I know a little bit more than that, but, you know, I don't really care until after the All-Star break, but – you know, one of the things that I have to ask my 76ers fans is this. You seem to have got a pretty good squad. It seems to be one weakness on that squad that I can point out, and it's very, very simple, and I'm the guy who is just a casual. I don't trust your coach.
That's the only weakness.
The coach can be a problem.
Do you think that your coach – No, I mean, because, like, some people are like, well, you know, Steve Kerr's not a good coach. Like, well, in order for you to manage the amount of egos he has to manage, you have to be somewhat good with people and understand schematically basketball and how to maximize all the talents you have on your floor. So I would say that Kerr's a good coach. People want to say that Luke Walton is not a good coach because when he had that All-Star team in Golden State, he won those games. Yeah, we couldn't do nothing in Lakers. But he got those guys playing up to a high level. He got those guys.
This is what they come from. He come from the tree. He come from the tree of San Antonio, right? This is what they've been waiting for. Everybody act like Pop has did great with talent, right? Pop has always had talent. Now, he's gotten the best out of talent. I'm not taking nothing from Pop of it. But he was given talent. They drafted well. They had talent. He now has talent on the bench and everything. The rotations, they tried to run that they couldn't run because the talent didn't fit the pool. I'm telling you, Elton Brand should be walking around giving himself a Barry Horowitz. Okay? He should be walking around giving himself a proverbial pat on the back, for those who know who Barry Horowitz was, non-wrestling fans. But that's how I see it, J. Chris. I'm sorry. You need to get on this bandwagon, head down to the 76, barring injury. Jimmy Butler needs to shut up. He's the only cock I'm worried about because he's a wild card. And if he keeps talking, he's going to play himself out of a max deal, okay? If he wants a max deal, this is the best team Jimmy Butler has played with, including the team he played with probably in Chicago. And I keep that probably because Derek, you know, was – I can't remember. He got hurt, okay, during that run. So I would think the best team Jimmy Butler has had, in my opinion. I've always thought Tobias Harris was a dog. People got to understand how young this kid is. Everybody doesn't get traded because they suck. They get traded because their talent is so good. I'm going to trade you for what I need for now.
Well, I tend to agree with what you're saying, Mike. I think this is the time where we find out who Brett Brown really is. This is what we're going to find out because, you know, there have been substitution issues. There have been playing time issues. There's been a lot of decisions that have been made that were questionable. But right now is when we find out. Right now is when we find out. Yeah, some talent is going to be the rest of this year. And next year is what we really find out about Brett Brown. I was about to say Mike Brown. About Brett Brown. And, you know, is he cut from that Popovich call? We're about to find out, man. It's going to be interesting to see.
We shall see, and from that we shall see. But On the strength of that, I want to talk about the other side, the side we thought that it wouldn't just be Philadelphia and Boston. We didn't think it was that rivalry being renewed. We thought the rivalry in Philadelphia and D.C. was also being renewed. D.C. a few years ago was, you know, on the cusp of doing good things, or at least attempting to do good things. And now this team has been snake-bitten and has been broken apart, and we have now lost in this for the rest of the season, John Wall, Wally. John Wall and D.C., is he done? Do the fans, do the organization want John Wall out of D.C.?
Man, the Wizards fans are the worst fans in the world. Like, they're the worst. They have no loyalty to anybody. As soon as, you know, as soon as something happens, or, you know, somebody slumping a little bit who's showed you greatness, or showed you some fine play. That's a fine play in that. Like, John Wall has done so much in terms of this city, in terms of, I mean, playing for the Wizards since, like, Gilbert Arenas. And everybody's, like, turning their back, like, oh, John Wall, he signed that max deal. He's not worth this money. This is before the injury. Oh, John Wall, he's the reason why this team isn't taking it to the next level. Oh, Bradley Beal's better than the other. Now John Wall tells these, he ruptures his Achilles, and now everybody's like, gee, we should have traded him. I mean, my thing about John Wall is this is definitely going to be a trial and tribulation period for John Wall. In a point that John Wall's gonna have to take a book out of Derrick Rose, what Derrick Rose had to go through. He's gonna have to kind of like refine his game, because John Wall is a basketball player who's predicated on athleticism, and he's always been like the fastest dude as a point guard. So that's gonna be hindered, you know. At least, I mean, by his year, his comeback year, it's gonna be hindered. So John Wall, this is going to be a humbling experience with John Wall. Hopefully, he can bounce back. All prayers to him. But at the end of the day, he's going to have to really refine his game. He really is. And hope that, you know, God bless him, that he can get his athleticism back. Because, you know, a rare amount of NBA players, after rupturing their Achilles, they get it back. Rudy Gay got his ups back. So Rudy Gay is like a guy that you could say, you know what, he ruptured his Achilles and got his athleticism back. Even Dominique Wilkins back in the day ruptured his Achilles and got his athleticism back. So, you know, John Wall could have banked on that, but there's so many athletes that haven't had that opportunity to get that athleticism back. And again, he's a guy who's predicated off of, like, his legs.
You're seeing what he's saying to the fans of D.C. I'm going to give you on that one, Jay Chris. I just want to put this in there. Isn't most of the fans in D.C. not, like, fans of D.C. anyway? So they have a
reason. No, not really.
There's so many Cowboy fans in D.C. It's so many
Cowboys. No. Clint Portis, like, I'll give you an example. I'll give you another sport. Clint Portis is a dude that's love for everything. Like, you know what I'm saying? Santana Moss, love for everything. They don't turn their backs on certain players. But for the Wizards, like, Wizards fans, like, they turn their backs on everybody. Otto Porter, it gets hated in this town. John Wall, it's hated in this, like, for a certain faction, John Wall is hated in the town. But John Wall is the guy that got this team as far as he did a couple years ago. And then if he didn't get injured in the postseason, everybody was talking at that time was talking about him taking his team to the Eastern Conference Finals. So, like,
Wally,
these are the same.
Is John Wall, he sees Donovan McMahon?
Oh,
I think Donovan McMahon was a better
player
in the sense of what they've done in their career, but.
Yeah, career. That's different. Yeah, because John Wall's still young in his career. Yeah. I mean, it could be. But, this fan base is terrible with John Wall. It's just terrible.
Jay Chris?
I was just going to mention that, you know, not only is John Wall done for the rest of this season, but he's done for next season, too, from what the reports are saying.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, and next year is when he's supposed to get that big contract kicks in next year. So he's not only done for this, he's done for next year too. So, you know, what are the Wizards going to do from here? Is it time to rebuild, knowing that John Wall, you know, you got a year and a half before you see John Wall again? Maybe you can put something around him? Or is it, you can't really deal with him, he's got a match. So what are they going to do?
Well, they're not going to, like, blow everything up, because they had the opportunity, you know, with Bradley Beal. That's what would be the best time to kind of, like, really, you know, blow it up and try to tank for Zion, put that court out there. But they didn't. They decided not to do that, so they traded Otto Porter and got, you know, Jabari Parker and Portis, who played well their first two games. They're not trying. They're trying to make the postseason. I don't know why, but they're trying to make the postseason because it doesn't matter. They'll be eliminated in the first round, so I don't get why you're trying to really be desperate to make the postseason. But they're trying to make the postseason. That's why they made that trade. They tried to get him the luxury cap. That's why they traded Otto. So They're gonna be a wait and see. Ernie Grunfeld, the team's GM, is just gonna have to come up with creative ways to make this team to improve this team, knowing that they're not gonna have, like you said, Jay Chris, have John Wall for like 2 years basically.
347-637-3859. Micah, jump in here. You hear the brumblings. You're in the Virginia area. That's the station we're covering right here, Fox Sports Radio 96.9 FM, Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM. Is the fans in Virginia area and what you're hearing in your circles. John Wall, I think he's done in D.C. I think the organization's done with him. I think the fans are done with him. I think, honestly, like a Derrick Rose situation, since Wally brought that to, you know, to a point a little bit there, sometimes he's got to move on.
Well, yeah, but Wally also made a point about how D.C. fans, what's this word that the new Daniel Bryan's been using?
Fickle!
I like that. Like, this is weird, man. Like I be saying, because, you know, I mostly stick to football, and I'm seeing these Redskins fans talking all this trash when they beat Dallas once, but they know they ain't going to the playoffs for real. They were trashing Kirk Cousins. Like, Kirk Cousins was delivering for y'all, like, for the most part. Like, of course, in primetime spots, he's trash. But it wasn't like you were in a playoff hunt almost every year with him at quarterback. What other options did you have? And they just kept dangling him and dangling him. Granted, they proved him right when he went to Minnesota, but he was an expert under Jay Gruden. Like, he just looked like a monster, kind of. So, I mean, it's the weirdest thing. When you have stars in D.C., and then you got people like Vaughn, who's from the D.C. area, but he's a sports terrorist. It's like they ain't got no identity. It's like D.C. doesn't have an identity because they don't really belong to a state. It's just them, you know. And there's no offense to Wally. Wally has an identity. Like, he's Nigerian, so he's awesome. So he has an identity. He ain't come with no identity crisis in D.C., unlike most of those people up there. So I'm looking around, and people talking all this cash trash about John Wall, this, that, just like Wally acknowledged. But I'm like this. Like, you had opportunities to trade him a long time ago. You didn't do it because obviously the organization had enough faith in him and what he could produce. And, yeah, him, another guy. Who is another guy, point guard in the league, that depends solely on his athleticism to get the job done? Russell Westbrook. Westbrook athleticism is gone somewhere because the brother's free throw percentage has dramatically decreased. And I'm trying to figure out how is this the case. Like, his free throw percentage is about as big as his mustache. It's just wrong. It's just non-existent nowadays. So I'm trying to figure out all these guys who depend on their athleticism are constantly getting themselves hurt or deteriorating quickly. Honestly, if you're out for 2 years, you got to be gone. You're going to be gone for 2 years. Like, what's the point of keeping you? Oh, well, I mean, the players are now at the point now as players collectively where they are no longer loyal to any fan base or any franchise. And that's a good thing because none of these franchises or fan bases are actually loyal to them if they don't do things their way. So he needs to move on. He needs to want to move on. And they need to go ahead and move on from him as well. I'm kind of getting the same sense around here that they just like, okay, he's hurt. I mean, bye. That's kind of how they are now. So, well, you might as well kick him out the door now. You ain't going to get nothing for him when he come back. So maybe he'll do a Carmelo Anthony and pick up with somebody who can just use a roster spot filled up. Who knows?
347-637-3859. The NBA right now, this is the best it's been. It's best it's been in a while. I like where it's at. LeBron in the West does open up the East, and we're getting good basketball. We're getting, I mean, like you said, Toronto, will they be the team that can be there? They're there now. Is Milwaukee, can they sustain what they've been doing? Okay, they open up the floor by with their trade getting Miličić. The Sixers, we've talked about them, what's going to happen there. But what we do know is going to happen is this weekend's All-Star Saturday night. The All-Star teams were selected, guys. The All-Star teams were selected. And we had a conversation, minus the disrespect that Micah put in there, saying that Kemba Walker is the weakest link in the teams. So disrespectful. So disrespectful. But besides that, Jay Chris, you got to see the teams. Wally, you got a chance to see the teams. Micah, we know you saw the teams. Who are you riding with, Jay Chris?
I didn't see the entire roster. I did see the starters though. So I'm actually looking up the rosters right now. So can you come back to me?
I can just tell you what they are if you like.
Okay, yeah, but I want to hear somebody's opinion so I can argue. I want to hear somebody's opinion so I can argue.
Okay, so we got LeBron James team. Pick first was Kevin Durant. All right. So his team is Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Kawhi Leonard, James Harden. That's the starting team with him, LeBron James. The bench has Anthony Davis, Klay Thompson, Damian Lillard, Ben Simmons, which was a trade, which I thought was a dumb trade, but whatever. LaMarcus Aldridge, Karl Anthony Towns, and Bradley Beal, with Dwayne Wade was the exception pick that he had first. And, of course, he picked Dwayne Wade on that. Also, we had the starters for the Giannis team. Giannis' first pick was Steph Curry, then Joel Embiid, Paul George, Kemba Walker is the starting team. Reserves is he picked Chris Middleton first, which was the dumb pick there. Why pick him first? That's his teammate. Nikola Jokic, Russell Westbrook, Blake Griffin, D'Angelo Russell, Nikola Vucevic, and Kyle Lowry, with the exception being Dirk Nowitzki. Go ahead, Jay Chris. That's the team.
So Ben Simmons was traded to LeBron's team? Is that what you're telling me?
That's exactly what I just told you.
Yeah, right, so first, let me just say this.
Like Bessie.
Yeah, collusion. That's all I'm gonna say. Collusion. Okay, a lot of collusion going on. I'm gonna put it to you just like that. Collusion. I'm calling it now. Collusion. Anyway, so first of all, let me just say that I don't like this whole idea of them picking teams. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I don't like it not one bit. LeBron's team is bad, boy. Let me tell you something right now. You got LeBron. You got Kyrie, you got Kevin Durant, James Harden on the team too, and oh my goodness, oh my God, man. I mean, these games never go the way you think they're going to go. Like, you would think that LeBron's team is probably going to just run away with it. Like last year, we probably thought that LeBron's team was going to run away with it, and it came down to I should have been traveling called by Embiid and him not making a shot, but. So, with that being said, I'm not even going to go too far into it because I want to argue with somebody. I'm going to say I'm riding with Embiid's team. Giannis' team.
How is this an arguable? This is unnecessarily
I'm just
argue.
No, I'm waiting for somebody to say something I can argue with. That's all.
I don't have one planned.
I'm waiting. There's got to be something. I'm going to find something.
Okay. Wally, go ahead.
Oh man, Jay Chris made some valid points, but he went the other way. He made valid points for the other team. You just said it, James Harden, LeBron, KD, AD, Kyrie. Like that is a scary team. Like, and I didn't even talk about Dame Lillard, like the most underrated superstar in the game. Like, those are bucket getters, Those are bucket getters.
Klay Thompson.
And Klay, those are bucket getters, man. So it's going to be tough now in the All-Star format, All-Star game format, when you got a shooter like Steph Curry, it works out. It can even it up a little bit because, you get that free pace type of basketball in the All-Star game. So players like Steph can go off. But at the same time, man, that is a stacked mob. And I'm like Jay Chris. I do like the whole picking aspect, but I'm a traditionalist. I feel like East versus West, that's the best way to go. Like all these people.
I hate it.
You hate East versus West?
I hate the whole entire process of the All-Star game now. I get that it's more exciting. I'm a traditionalist, although I'm learning that I have to let some of it go. Right, with some of the way that players are and leagues are, but the All-Star game, a tradition on itself, as they say, like the Masters, just let it be what it is.
No, I agree. I think it's entertaining. I won't take away from the picks. I think it is entertaining. But what I will say on the flip side is that I'm all for East versus West. The pride of your coach. You know what I'm saying? Like the pride of your coach.
Can I tell you why?
That's what it's about, though.
Can I give you one of the reasons why it's also stupid? It's one of the dumbest things the NBA ever did. I'm really trying here. All right, so you know how you got history. The East has won such and such amount of games. The West has won such and such amount of games. You ain't even got that no more. So
that's
when
true.
LeBron is out of league, what are you going to say? Team LeBron won. What do you want to say?
Yeah, good point.
You got to give, even though it's an exhibition, you want to give the All-Star game as much of a real feel to it as possible.
Right.
As much of a real competition to it. And they've taken that completely out of the game. Even though they do play hard, they seem like they played harder last year than they have in the past.
You still take
the competition aspect away from it from a fan standpoint. And I just don't like it. I don't like it at all.
And I, will, And I'm gonna add to this too. Like, what makes it dumb is, like, I hate this whole thing. Like, you can't have, like, the center position. Like, that, you can't vote on that anymore. You know what I mean? Like, stuff like that. Like, you're, like, trying to devalue positions. You know what I'm saying? Like, Embiid is a center. Like, and he would be one of the top voting players because he's the best. Him or AD, right? They would be voted high because they would own their spot. They would own the center spot. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't like how it's like, all right, she's got to be guards, or, you know, she's got guards and fours and stuff. Like, I don't like that. Like, I don't like that at all. Like, that, like, the NBA is doing, like, the big man of travesty. And I just hope with good centers like Embiid and AD and the young boy in Phoenix and Ayton, like, guys like that.
Right.
You got the dude in Orlando, guys like, you know, the kid in Orlando was an all-star. Like, you got these centers now, you can probably put that back on the ballot, you know what I'm saying, and have the center slot on the ballot because basketball wasn't made to have guards and forwards. It was made to have a power forward in the center. Like, we already know what the other swing positions are other than a point guard, but it was meant that we were meant to have power forwards and centers, and, like, stop trying to eradicate that center position because it's really annoying.
Micah, your take. NBA All-Star team, who you picking? I got Team LeBron all the way. Just it to me, it's nothing to talk about.
I
love the players over there, but to me, it's LeBron's team. I watched the draft live. He picked it better. I think they're better players. I think they're better suited for what they can do, taking nothing at all from the other team whatsoever. If it's a close game, I would probably go with the other team because you know how it gets in the fourth quarter with these guys. The other team has, I think, the team has no defense. Say that much. They got ball.
Yeah.
I give you that. But I just think LeBron's team has every. So that's why I choose LeBron.
Yeah, he has everything he needs. Yeah, LeBron's James got. I was just trying. Dwayne Wade is probably the weakest link of that whole team outside of Ben Simmons because Dwayne Wade is old. And they're going to give him respect in the All Star game anyway, so they ain't going to even play him hard. So he'll be able to go off to the coach. Ben Simmons can't shoot, and that's pretty much the only deficiency. On Team LeBron. Oh, yeah, James Harden's beard played better defense than he ever will. Let's see. We got Kemba Walker, who I mean, he's Kemba Walker, so, I mean, he's okay. Blake Griffin's a shell of himself. Russell Westbrook can't shoot a daggone free throw. His shooting percentage has went down dramatically. Something's wrong with him. Something's really wrong with Russell Westbrook, man. Like, I respect the man. Like, he's getting his triple doubles. He's still grabbing his stuff. And granted, he's stat padding, but just the overall effect of him and who he was is a totally – like 3 years ago, the dude was unstoppable. He could shoot free throws. He could shoot the lights out. Wasn't necessarily a good three-point shooter, but wasn't, like, terrible. Now it's like he has Markelle Fultz-style shooting. Like, I don't know what happened to this man. I'm really worried about him. D'Angelo Russell. Who? 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 I'm Rob Perkins.
He's actually balling this year,
and,
man. Like, he's balling this year.
And of course, the other old respectable guy, the senior of both teams, Dirk Nowitzki, who's been in the league probably as long as Popovich has been in the league. All due respect to Dirk Nowitzki. I'm joshing, of course, because the dude's a fantastic man, great basketball player, obviously. You know, of course, beat the LeBron James super team in the first iteration, you know, with him and like four role players. So all respect to him. But I feel like him and Dwayne Wade are the nods and honors to, hey, you're old. So, you know.
Well, that's what
good.
It is. It's called – come on, man. That's what it is. It's called, yeah, you know, the new rule they put in for the respect of what they've done. You can't rip that part of the process. They might not play more than two minutes, but it's affecting their all-stars and their legends and Hall of Famers. Give them that one. You're wrong on that one, Micah. Now, you're wrong. I know it's the barbershop, but you're just wrong on that one. Go ahead, while you
– No, I said I understand why they got picked. You missed what I said. I said I respect why they got picked. They're the guy. It's the nod to their careers. I literally said I understand why they got picked.
All right.
Have you seen Dirk Nowitzki and Dwayne Wade play of late? I mean, Dwayne Wade is actually like still capable of playing basketball. Have you seen Dirk play though? Like, he shouldn't be playing basketball anymore. He's retired like now.
Dirk is that dude move. That comes to the courts with his basketball in a duffel bag.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the way Dirk plays now.
Right now, it's bad. Like, he can barely run up the court. Like, he's sitting – him and his all. I get it. Like, the respect factor, I totally get it. But if you just can't – if you're not capable of, like, playing ball, like, really playing ball, like, just being an ambassador, sit and wait. Like, that's cool. Like, that's cool, too.
Dirk plays like his knees never get unstiffened.
Exactly, man. And he couldn't jump to save his life initially. Now he barely can even, like, I don't know what that is. Like, I don't know what that is. He could barely jump when he was younger, and now this is something totally different.
347-638-59. Dirk is Sean Bradley with a jump shot. What? That's wrong.
Just trying to pick an argument with somebody.
You wasn't going to win one. I told you that. But nobody.
No, but you know what? No, with him being in the All-Star game, I do respect his game, and he is a Hall of Famer, like you said. And I guess, did he say he was retiring after this season? I don't remember hearing that Dwayne Wade did, but I don't remember hearing Dirk say he's going to retire
after this season.
Yeah,
he did. Okay, all right, I just want to make sure. Because anybody going to on Vince Carter then? Because Vince Carter, you know, I feel bad for him. Like, when he goes
Vince needs,
point.
Needs to make a Vince
can be there
before
Dirk.
Team
too. Vince should be there before Dirk.
I kind of think so. Because
Vince is still giving us a dunk. Vince is still giving us a dunk. Dirk can't give us no
setback.
Vince
can give us a dunk.
Yeah.
Nah. Vince can give us a dunk
yeah.
still.
Vince
can still get up.
Dunk. Yeah.
Vince don't get up.
I don't even know if Dirk can do that one leg jump shot like he used to consistently.
I don't think he can do that
anymore.
Dirk is done. Black woman. He got that beautiful black woman to heal him back to hell. He is perfectly fine. Okay,
Dirk was damn near done here. He won the championship.
Yeah, Dirk got a little sauce in him. Dirk, no. He got a little sauce in him, you know.
Yeah, he won the championship. He was damn near done. That's all I got to say about that anymore.
Just so that anybody who's late to the program don't remember or don't understand what today's show was all about and where I'm going with this. I mean every word I say, people.
All right, thanks a lot, Michelle, and welcome to Philadelphia and Wells Fargo Center, where as the Lakers come to town, expectations are running extremely high for the Philadelphia 76ers because of this revamped roster. The task at hand right now, find that right recipe with all these new players and new parts. And whenever the Lakers come to town, you know you're going to find some LeBron James followers.
Ingram with the mid-range. Rebounded by Redick. They got numbers here. JaVale McGee trailing the play. Harris against Kuzma.
Nice.
Nice feed inside, and nice. McGee never caught up with the play.
Listen, Tobias Harris, he kept that dribble.
A tough pass. McGee wasn't ready.
Well, that difficult pass anytime below the knee.
Nobody stepped in to pick up Embiid, and he came right down the freeway.
I'll tell you what, next time that happens, we're going to sacrifice you to take the charge.
Early part of this game has pretty good pace to it. Embiid slams it as he got by McGee. Embiid off glass.
When you play him, he's so good going baseline.
Nice cut by Butler for the layup.
No, that was by design. Head and eye contact.
Redick drills home the long ball.
That is his
first. How are you supposed to stop this team? You cannot stop this team, J. Chris. If you, boy, you, I mean, come on, man. If they're going to get it from everywhere. This ain't like the split V. It's going to be, you know, give it time. Three players, coach, is all you need. Just give it time and it work. No, this ain't split Novocaine. This is a whole bunch of injections from all five positions on the basketball court.
Yeah, but you're still just talking about the starters, right?
Say what?
But there was an interesting thing though yesterday that happened. I don't know if you guys saw that they had I think it was Embiid and Jimmy Butler playing with the rest of the reserves while Tobias Harris and Ben Simmons were getting them. That can be huge for the Sixers, that you will be able to rest two or three starters and still have two starters on the court with some reserves. That's going to be huge for them. That's going to be huge. That's going to be exciting. And like I said, that's where it's going to be up to Brett Brown to figure this thing out. And I think he will. I'm a Brett Brown guy.
Brett Brown and Elton Brand. People, I've never liked Elton Brand. He went Duke. Even though my Chicago Bulls drafted him, I couldn't stand him. At one point, the Bulls drafted like three straight Duke players with Corey Maggette. What's my man who got the girl who sent him the pictures? Jay, what's the point guard from Duke? Jay Williams, okay, out there. Elton Brand, all them Dukies. Don't like them. North Carolina all day. But this Dukie is doing a good job right now. That's all I'm going to say about that. 347-637-3859. But also this weekend took place. Was a football game. No, people, it was not. I repeat, it was not the NFL. So the American
Because I'm going to call it the AAAF. The African American Football League? No, that's not it.
American Alliance Football or something like
that? Alliance Football. There it is. American Alliance Football. And you know what? I'll just let you take a listen to this, some of the highlights of this, and tell me, do you want to watch it? XFL's around the corner. You have options, people. Like wrestling. Check it out.
My goodness. John Washington with the stick. This has been the issue with Berkovici. Awareness and ball security when pressure comes in the pocket. Wow, he was completely blindsided. He had no idea.
Well, Washington put together a heck of a game a week ago or 2 weeks ago in the practice.
Get a few plays here in the game.
And Phil Sims for now. On first down. Oh, Sims is leveled.
There might be a reason to put him in that. Holy cow.
That was the biggest hit we've seen of the night.
And watch the toughness of Matt Sims get right up.
Take a listen. Oh, man. Earl O'Kine, not kind to Matt Sims on that play.
Just pick the side you want. Incomplete. Well, he passed up Gavin Escobar to the left. He wanted to take that hole shot against the cover two. Had he gone to the left, Escobar had nobody covering him on the out route.
What a play by Curtis Drummond, the former collegiate star at Michigan State.
Yeah, big hit.
Beautifully timed.
This game, Matthew Burks hits on the 16. You can add to that. Paul's big hour for the catch. Out spread formation. Five receivers.
There's no rules, people. Micah posted into the chat that there was, you know, they do have rules, people. Let me rephrase that. But this is not the NFL you've been watching the last few years, people. So all the hits that you lost in the NFL is in this product. The problem is that it's not top quality NFL product. But they are former NFL players, probably about 80% of the players, if not more. I'm taking a stab. I want to go higher, okay? But I only got a chance to catch and pay attention to a few of the games that took place there. But I tell you this much, if you're a person who craves for football, you actually might have another alternative to the sport in the Alliance of American Football. You have the opportunity. Our teams are here in Orlando, where I'm stationed at. You got Memphis, you got Birmingham, you got Atlanta, San Diego, which they need a team anywhere, right? San Antonio, Utah, Arizona, Washington. They have teams. They have scores. 40-6. The Apollos of Orlando, Steve Spurrier is there coaching that team. Did anybody watch it? Trent Richardson, he couldn't do nothing in the NFL. You know, he's going to touchdown in this league, you know. Maybe the NFL is not for everybody. Will you watch? Did you ever watch the World League? Did you watch the XFL? All these questions to each and every one of you, starting with you, Jay Chris. Are you watching?
You want to know something funny, Mike Knotts? I didn't even know the damn thing was on, to be honest with you. I saw the highlights later on that night. I had no idea. I had no clue.
Guess what?
I didn't either. Okay. You know what? I don't feel bad then.
No, YouTube's a wonderful thing. I forgot all, and I live here in a city where they were playing, so I should have known because I knew they were playing, and it just slipped my mind when things were going on Saturday because of the UFC and Giovanni Davis fighting on Showtime and the things happening in the NBA and just personal life, you know? So,
yeah, I mean, look, you got Christian Hackenberg playing quarterback who, I mean, you got a lot of guys that really are on their last, they want to make it to the NFL. They're on their last. You know, they're in their last chance in a sense. Will I watch it? I might. You know, if there's nothing else on. I mean, it's basketball season, so we watching mostly that. XFL when that comes back next year, I'll probably watch that because you remember these things. The first week, you know, the interest level was high, so people watch it in the first week. But then when the product is not what they're used to, it falls off, and we've seen that happen before. And did I watch the World League? Yes, I was a huge watcher of the World League. Huge. I watched it every weekend. I watched it every weekend just because I love to watch football. You know, but this, you know, coming right after the NFL season? Yeah, I don't know.
Corey G of the Sports Authority and other stuff. What I like about the teams that they're trying to exploit the players that played in the cities of the colleges that are there. He says Utah has 18 players from Utah colleges, help viewerships and to give them local reasons to watch. He said he watched about 20 minutes of the league. Did you like it? Did you not like it? Micah, you said when I brought up this morning what we were going to discuss, and I clearly forgot this one. I said, oh yeah, right. There it is. Did you watch? Did you care? Will you watch?
Not only did I, this is only coming on the tail end of my son's birthday celebration. You know, he's going to be officially, 2 years old tomorrow, so that's going to be awesome.
Two!
Gotta do it. It's great. But I was looking for something to do after everyone left. And I was like, hold on here. That's right. It's 2019. That football thing's supposed to be on. Let me go ahead and do a quick Google. It's on tonight? All right, I get to watch something. I get something to do. And I watched the first half, and I was like, okay, this is not too bad. No kickoffs, kind of meh. All right, no point after touchdowns. Okay, kind of meh. You know, but honestly, for me, I don't even miss a field goal. I'm like, 2-point conversion is a little bit more exciting. I'm like, okay, cool. You're forced to go for two, you score a touchdown, which means that if the head coach of the other team all of a sudden feels like, we're going to settle for three, well, the football team that you're playing against is up 16-0. You sure you just want 3 points? It kind of changes the dynamic of coaching a little bit when it comes to that. And, yes, sir, the hits are NFL hits. Excuse me, let me rephrase that. There are NFL hits that men do and not soy boys. And you can go ahead and tweet that exactly the way I said it. And the reason why I said it is because it doesn't mean that the guys in the NFL aren't hitting hard, but they're made to hit in a way that, quote-unquote, protects the players. Really, it's just made to protect people like Tom Brady and anybody else who's in the upper echelons of quarterbacks. And, of course, quote-unquote, defenseless receivers. That hit that dude, that Washington guy laid on that quarterback was brilliant. Had that been Thomas Horatio Rodriguez Brady, that would have been a 15-yard roughing the passer penalty. No, it wouldn't even be a question. Like, yeah. Because he lay with the helmet, quote unquote, his face mask actually went to the shoulder, but he lay with the helmet. We don't want Tom Brady to get hurt, so we're gonna protect that. But they let that guy get hurt because he's not Tom Brady. But when their stars emerge, they'll start throwing the flag when necessary. When their stars emerge, I'm really excited to see what Christian Hackenberg would do, what a Steve Spurrier and another head coaching job would do. And this is a good way to kind of start a farming system without the NFL having to invest in a farming system. And a lot of people would say, well, the college football is the farming system for the NFL. It's actually not, because, most of the time when you're in the college football landscape, you play your cream puff schedule, your clean puff non-conference schedule, and if your conference is actually tough, then maybe you got some people that you could play against. But then the NFL, everyone's at the same level. And now you got to see if you can separate yourself from other people there. At least in the Alliance of American Football, the AAF,
Football. Get it right.
Yeah, the Alliance of American Football and the AAF, right. The AAF. You can get a little bit of taste, of what real NFL football could be. But at the end of the day, like, I was watching the Orlando – this is such a dumb name, but I feel like I watch it any given Sunday with some of these names. But I saw the Atlanta Legends against the Orlando Apollos game.
Apollo,
and that boy number 10 – that boy number 10, I think it was Henry Williams. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think it was – I think his last name was Henry Williams, something like that. I haven't seen a guy as fast as him since Tyreek Hill. And I was like, how did the NFL miss on this guy? And then I saw him. He like bobbled simple passes. So I'm like, okay, so he has some hands issues. But the boy is fast. Like, oh. And he ended up hurting his wrist in the game on that bobbled punt. But that boy was crazy fast in that game. So I'm excited to go ahead and look at this next week. It's a 10-week schedule. I think the AAF did that for a reason, because they want to make sure the NFL still keeps their headlines. So they'll go through the NFL free agency. That'll take up a little bit of time. But then they stop right around draft time. And, of course, that's a pretty good thing, because if you're drafting, but you got unrestricted, you got unsigned free agents that just finished playing in this new league,
Now you have a whole pool of talented people that you can go ahead and call back up again. People you may have forgotten about. So I'm pretty excited for this because I like football. I really love football.
But can this be, Wally? And I see that because we know we got the XFL coming next year. So it's going to be three leagues. And it's going to transition well to my next conversation, which is the week in professional wrestling. It's like wrestling out there right now. You had WCW back in the day, NWA. You had all the territories back there. And when wrestling, most people liked wrestling back in those days, even when WCW still existed before Vince crushed everybody, like Snoop coming through in New York, crushing the buildings. New York, not, you know the words. But is this too much oversaturation of football? Because I personally don't think I would watch. I have the NFL. I have college football. I don't care about these guys. And I'm just being honest. I love football. Does that mean I don't love football? Maybe, you know, I don't love it as much as the next guy. But there's nothing involving this. And Corey G says when Chicago gets a team, then he'll watch more. But I can care less about these guys. And I will give the XFL a chance simply because I'm a wrestling mark and Vince McMahon is spinning. It's funny. It. So I go with that because, you know, just because of that reason. But I have no interest in this alliance of American football. And I don't think this should be something we'll discuss on this program more and more and more unless they start giving me a check. Cut me a check. I talk all day alliance of American football. I really will. Talk to me. Cut the check. Make me your brand ambassador, and I'll probably get more eyes on your product. I'm sorry. I will get more eyes on your product. Wally Wow, are you watching? Do you care?
I was busy doing family stuff, so I didn't have an opportunity to watch it. But from what I've heard in terms of ratings, they did better than the NBA game. The ratings did better than the NBA game. The late night NBA game. So they there's an audience. So they do. If that's a successful debut, if you're going against it, one of the NBA top games, and you beat out the NBA. So, but I think they work hand in hand. I'll use a wrestling comparison. From what I've read about the AAF, the NFL is kind of working with them a little bit on the low. There's a lot of individuals who are like on coaching staffs or whatnot, or head coaches that have NFL broadcasting, NFL broadcasting collaborations with. So for instance, like Daryl Moose Johnson owns or GM of one of the teams or a coach of one of the teams, and he does NFL games for Fox. So the NFL on the low is kind of like working with them anyway. So I think that it's going to be not like Micah said, it's going to be like a quasi minor league system for the NFL teams. So they have that.
So it's NFL and Europe all over again, just in the States.
Kind of, sort of. I mean, without it being official, because again, like you know what I mean? For instance, you won't see Daryl Moose Johnson work in the XFL. You dig what I'm saying? Because it's a Vince McMahon product. You won't see that. But he's working with the AFL. I mean, AAFL.
Right.
He's
double
working, he's working with them.
The double AF.
Double AF. That sounds better. The double AF. So, but it's going to be a system where, you're going to have guys, you're going to have guys like Richardson. I know the Skins had this kid named Rashard Ross who had a good game over the weekend. You're going to have guys who are going to try to be seen and getting back in the NFL. I believe the season ends in April, and April gives them time to get ready for camp. So now, teams can pick up those players when the season's over in April and say, hey, you impressed me when I watched you in the AFF. You impressed me, and we can now sign you on. It's hard saying this thing. I ain't going to lie to you.
The double AF.
It's a football league.
All right. You can name it the whole thing. See, when they cut the check to the team, then we're going to get the name right. Just cut the check, right? Kyler Murray threw to the NFL over Major League Baseball. Good decision, bad decision. We'll talk about that probably on Friday. I'd have chose Major League Baseball. That's just me. Maybe he's not that good, so get the football check while you can. Magic Johnson wants to talk to Ben Simmons. I say, hell to the no. That's just me. What else we got? Mustafa Ali. The Browns signed Kareem Hunt. Damn it, Jim.
Yeah.
I thought the Eagles were
playing. Yes!
I wanted the
Eagles,
baby.
But I don't even get that, though. That's a whole different
I'm glad he got the chance. I'm happy for him.
He's doing it because for 4 or 6 weeks, he's still a dominant player in the NFL. So, damn it, just get that boy some help.
No, because Nick Chubb is a beast. Like, Nick Chubb, it was like a vicious rookie. That's why I'm trying. I'm not saying nothing against Hunt.
Punch.
I'm interested about that.
I'm interested about that. It's a better signing than when I knew that last night. All right, so here we go.
Wrestling time. The weekend wrestling, y'all. Mike Knox is coming out. Before, I was just who I am, Mike Knox. But now I'm Mike Knox on steroids. No PEDs needed. Like I told you, the nectar of God. It's all Mike Knox. It's natural. But you're getting straight cut. Listen to me, people. About 8 years ago, maybe longer, don't correct me, somebody fix me with this one, Kanye West's second album. He made a song with The Game, which, by the way, I've realized over the last year or two that The Game is my favorite rapper, probably of all time. That's just me. Don't judge me, okay? Called Crack Music. Know the song?
It's the crack music. That real crack music.
Music.
I was listening to the album the other day.
They keep cutting it up, bagging it, and selling that stuff, okay? The shiznizzle is what we called it, right? What was I calling? I get my name back. I find the name I dubbed we can say on this program, okay? And last night, this is nothing against the person, okay? Whatever. Get your bag, as they say. Get your money up. I don't care. Get it. Okay? Get it. But she just said the Grammys just allowed Cardi B being the front spirit of it, because it ain't Cardi B's fault, but the Grammys didn't set us back all the way back when Will Smith didn't accept their Grammy by having Cardi B win Rap Album of the Year. I said it! Unpopular opinion, I don't care. Rap Album of the Year? Hip-hop is truly dying. Okay? That's a damn shame. So I'm going to say about that. Okay? I don't care. That's how I feel. It's a shame when I am a middle-aged man who can no longer go to the club with my woman or with friends and enjoy ourselves because the music sucks so bad. We have to find throwback nights to 2000s and the 90s music, right? Because it's good music out there, right? It's just so far in between not being able to find it because all the crack music that's on top. Go listen to that song and you'll understand. I heard it and I understood it back then when music was becoming. And the Grammys, I will never probably watch. I didn't watch them last night. But I will probably never give a damn about a Grammy after that right there for something I love in this life, and that's hip-hop music, by having her win Rap Album of the Year. And again, this is nothing against Cardi B. But as my cousin tweeted, and you know him very well, J. Chris, if you mess with Cardi, her music, chances are we got a distant friendship. I don't know you too well.
I saw that post.
Can't be too close if you bumping that in your gym mitt. Okay? I'm not talking about, you know, she got some catchy lyrics, but no, you know damn well downloading the whole album, banging the whole album.
Does anyone know what she was up against in that category? Yeah. Who she was up against?
Drake, which I am not the biggest Drake fan. I did check the album and I thought, you know,
I think Mike.
It was
great. Nothing.
It was Pusha T's Daytona, which personally I thought was Rap Album of the Year, but it's Pusha T. See, today's music is not about the artist. It's about the popularity. Like wrestling,
right,
which we'll go in a second. Okay? It's not about the art anymore. It's about the popularity. And because she has TNA and people find her wildly attractive, sorry people, I'm not one of them. Again, nothing against Cardi B, get your money. I respect the girl's honesty. And that's why I think a lot of people connect with her, because I do think what you see with this girl is what you get. And that's pretty damn dope in today's world full of fake people. I will say that about Cardi B. Okay, so I'm not mad at her for getting her money. I want that to be explained. Don't have her army come after Mike Knox, because I don't know what King Von Jr. 720 on Twitter might be tweeting. Y'all know sometimes he tweets stuff, y'all be like, damn, Von, why you just, you know. All right, back to it now. Okay, so I want to make sure that's clear. Okay, but I'm done. Crack music, people. Kanye West. And I don't promote Kanye West anymore. I'm done with his music too. But back then, I thought he was speaking to the people. And he was prophetic. He was prophesizing these people, as my man Dice would say when he playing Xbox. But also popular, unpopular, rather that is, opinion, AEW, Double or Nothing
is taking place on May 25th in Las Vegas. And what I think is unpopular here is the love. Is the love. The excitement about AEW. Hear me out. I am looking forward to their product. I am excited to see what they can do and what they have for us. Even watching the press conference threw me back to like, wow, this is the wrestling the way it used to be. I like it. But can we just give it everything without seeing what the finished product is? I think as wrestling fans, we jump into double dutch way too much, knowing damn well your ass can't play double dutch. You can't turn the ropes, and you can't jump it. So why are you jumping in the contest? Just sit back and watch the girls do their thing. You know what I'm talking about, guys, back in the day? If you could jump the double dutch and turn it, which I couldn't jump it very well, but I could turn it, you got the ladies. Okay? That's wrestling right now, all right? So that's the fans. Sit back. Let it unfold and see what it is. Okay? Yes, it was probably, to me, I'm going to say this, unpopular opinion about Omega Alpha versus Omega 2. It's great. I watch it. It'll probably be a dope-ass wrestling match. Cannot wait to see it. But what I am, what I always be, what I am, is the guy who will speak the truth about who I am. He is a poor man's version of Seth Rollins. And he was probably, despite all the money they were going to give him, knew that he would come there and fail. I said it. Damn it, I said it. Had to get it off my chest. But tonight's Raw is live. They're inviting Becky Austin back in the building. You know, they're trying to make it like Stone Cold Steve Austin, Micah. They're trying to make it the new Stone Cold Steve Austin. I said it first, now the world has caught on to it. I can't wait to see her do a stunner at WrestleMania. Another unpopular opinion about Becky Lynch. All right. A year ago, it was always, we knew it would be Charlotte versus Ronda Rousey. And for those who don't like Ronda Rousey because you like Becky Lynch, people, you're stupid. I'm sorry. I try really hard not to say that to wrestling fans, you're stupid. I don't, because I don't want to call you stupid. I do like to coin the phrase, the show for the intelligent wrestling fan. So if you don't fit that criteria, then there it is. The shoe is fitting you already, so you're not listening to me anyhow. That was funny, by the way. So if you don't understand the process of wrestling, then you're not going to ever get it. You're going to hate on another talent because you like a certain talent. Don't you know that kills the other talent? You can love one person without ridiculing and putting down and trying to bury the other talent. We use the word bury. I told you I'm trying to get it out of the vocabulary of wrestling. But you know who also uses the word who buries people besides the company? Because we know WWE buries a lot of people and a lot of talent. It's fans. Fans bury people. With all intent purposes, fans, you've unenjoyed the great success of Roman Reigns because you want to bury him because he wasn't Daniel Bryan. Now you're the fickle fans he's talking about. You're the fickle fans he was talking about. Now, here you are with Becky Lynch. Dope. I was there. Micah, you was there with me in Virginia when she won the title at the first SmackDown pay-per-view. Did people care about Becky Lynch when they were trying to push Becky Lynch?
Care about trying to push Becky Lynch. In fact, even though she was supposed to be about that, the truth.
I can't hear.
I want. Like, I mean,
can
now.
Hear him?
I mean,
sounds like he's doing it on purpose.
Hey, no, I don't think
it's like perfectly timed every time.
It was perfectly timed, right? Oh, let's bring it back on. Let's just hit the barbershop. We live. Mike, are you playing? Or you can't? Are you really? We really can't hear you.
No, can you hear me?
I get now.
That
make a sense.
Because your microphone. Yeah. Okay. yeah, your microphone's going in and out too. So I was. But no, I'm there.
Yeah, it's your microphone, man. Check your mic. I'm serious. Unplug it. Do something. Check your mic.
It's not me for once.
Right. Oh, God. What did King Fonz in your 720 on the Twitter tweet that I didn't say it now? God darn it, Geraldo. Wrestling fans are the main ones that bury people. Yeah, there it is. There it is. Thank you. Pick me back up while he gets his thing together. What I was saying was, okay, go back to last week, 2 weeks ago, guys. And wrestling fans, you know this. Jay Chris, Michael's getting the microphone fixed. Jay Chris and Wally. Let me just tell you what happened. Becky was supposed to be selling the injury. She sold the injury of being the right knee, but on Raw last week, she came in the ring and she was carrying favoring for the left knee. And they got it completely wrong. But now, if that was anybody else than the fans that fans be liking, they would have booed this curl out the rule. Oh, they'd have buried her completely. They'd have ripped her. This is Ronda Rousey. They'd have ripped her to stretch. Oh, she don't know the business. She don't love the business. She don't want to be here. She can't get the stuff right. They didn't even make the second excuse. Well, this isn't Becky Lynch's fault. It's the WWE's fault. That's what Bully Ray would have you believe as well, right? Bully 55, 51, 50. Yeah, Bully, I'm sorry. This isn't WWE's fault either. This is all their fault, meaning the WWE and Becky. Okay, this is part of the programming where we go back to Vince saying, you want the brass ring? Go grab it. So somewhere in production, she should have known what leg she injured or faked that she injured and the people who wrote the story to put her to have the knee brace on the right foot and not let her go by. It's both people's fault. Hey, Micah, are you back?
Man.
Nope.
Is it on?
Nope. If you're on the microphone, you might just want to unplug it.
Yeah, I got it. I got you. Hold on.
Okay. He got us, you think? Over under here, Wally, he got us or not. Okay, he hung up. He's going to call right back. So, Becky, and Becky, my point is this, guys, is that Ronda Rousey, okay, does nothing wrong. I'm going to say it, okay? I'm not the biggest Ronda Rousey fan, but I'm a wrestling fan first. And I'm an adult enough wrestling fan to not discredit Ronda Rousey just because she comes from the world of the UFC. Because wrestling fans want to, you know, you're not ours. You're not who you're supposed to be with us. And that's why they don't like Brock. Is Brock going to stay? Is Brock going to leave? Who cares if Ronda Rousey isn't homegrown talent? Who cares? Is she good in the microphone? Yes. Honestly, has she been giving better promos than Becky lately? Yes. She has. But you can't hear them because you're booing for no reason. I understand Goldberg and Brock Lesnar was leaving at WrestleMania 20. This will always burn my bridges and overcook my grits, people. You made that match terrible because you booted the entire time. So what? They were leaving. Does that mean you can't have them conclude the story of the greatness that they both were? And I'm even a Goldberg fan like that. But Brock Lesnar has never disappointed, guys. Give me a time when Brock Lesnar has actually disappointed you in the ring. He doesn't. He's Big Show main event every time he comes. But you boo this, you boo that. I get loving Becky Lynch. I love Becky Lynch. I can't. But she doesn't belong in this spot, people. You got to put Charlotte in this spot. I'm going to stay here forever. She tapped out. She didn't just get pent or roll up and they made the mistake of the count. She tapped out to Asuka, then stole her way into the Royal Rumble. Okay, great. That was dope. We all called it. Bam, she won the Rumble. Boom, here we go. So Charlotte, the matchup we all wanted to see just a year ago. Go back and run the tape. Go back to your timelines on your Facebook, Twitters, and Instagrams. You can follow Mike Knox at Mike Knox with 3 X's while you're there. And you will see all of this. Charlotte versus Becky, versus Ronda should be the main event. Micah, are you here?
Is my fault? Is it good now? Is my mic good?
A lot better than what it was.
That's weird, man. That's just weird how that happens. But, yeah, all that stuff that we were talking about and more, we knew that before the rise of white-hot Becky Lynch that the main event was going to be Charlotte and Ronda Rousey. And that's why Asuka lost. That's the whole reason why Asuka lost against Charlotte for that SmackDown championship, because Charlotte was going to run roughshod over her folks. Ronda was going to run roughshod over her folks, and then they were going to have to figure out how they were going to get them together at WrestleMania for that title. So we know that was the case. What happened? Someone came out of nowhere. It wasn't the RKO. It was Becky Lynch. And for some odd reason, and like I was trying to explain earlier, it's sometimes it's this Streisand effect where you have a group of people who want a certain message sent out. They want a certain product, a certain thought process for the masses to have.
and the masses start to recognize it, and they just automatically reject it because it's not what they, quote-unquote, want. At the same time, though, how often have we credited Vince McMahon with doing certain things that make it seem like the people don't, that they, quote-unquote, didn't get what they want, but they actually get what they want? You know what I mean?
Well, that's the wrestling business.
That's the wrestling business. So it's like fans don't know what, if fans don't, quote-unquote, don't know what they want, when they, he's going to give it to them and tell you
that.
What it is.
That's
what,
I've been saying. This is, again, my biggest problem with wrestling fans, right, and this is, again, all right, wrestling fans, we're part of a scenario of a world of, like, World of Warcrafts, your Walking Dead fans and your gamers, and we're a clique, right? Wrestling fans are just a big clique is what it is. But in this big clique of wrestling fans, you know who they remind me of, J. Chris? The wrestling cliques? They remind me of black people. They can never get along.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Okay. I love black people, but we are just divided, right? That's wrestling fans. They're just divided. There's no getting, there's no understanding of it. It's just, what the hell, right? It's just, what the hell. Like, and I say that because wrestling fans will post the most nonsense things in the world, like black people that share very disrespectful, trashy, ghetto, I can't even think of the word, things, and share them on their walls. I never understand that. I will never share something that puts us in a bad light. Wrestling fans do the same thing. I would never share something that put wrestling in a bad light, either nay or for my opinion. The most disrespectful I've done to a wrestling, because I love the business of wrestling so much, the only one I've ever made fun of is Zack Ryder, right? And I didn't make fun of him as a person or his ability in the ring. I made fun of the gimmick, and I made fun of it. Woo, 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 you suck, bro. He doesn't really suck in the ring. He's actually a pretty good guy in the ring. But hey, your gimmick sucks, dude. Let it go. That's it. I don't understand wrestling fans. You love this so much, but you always got something negative to say about it. I don't get it. I don't get it. Even the things I cannot stand. And I got a JMO coming up later this week on Black History Month and wrestling fans and Black History Month and this whole rant I went on with AEW and Alpha versus Omega 2, which I am low key excited about. By the way, I will say that. Can I say that I am excited about that? Would it be fair to say that I'm excited about that? Because I am. You know, still think he took the easy way out. And these titles that these guys have, executive vice presidents, and that they're running, so the talent is running the show. So when this was when we found out how much power the NWO had, what did they do to WCW? Anybody remember? There's a reason why talent,
they destroyed it,
hasn't run a company. For all intent purposes, people loved TNA. Eventually, what happened with TNA from a talent? What did every talent that's run a wrestling business have put themselves as the number one draw? Every wrestling company. This is before the McMahons did it. Before the McMahons long ever did it, Jerry Lawler took over Memphis. Right? The Von Erichs took over Texas. The Harts ran.
Dusty
back,
Rose. Dusty Rose did it.
You run your territory. And I have them against, everybody knows I am a Cody Mark. I love his wife. I love his family. I have nothing at all negative about AEW. This is not, I don't want people to go on this ECW thing. I went on a few years ago and I lose people because they don't understand what I'm saying. I love AEW. I'm just saying, cool our brakes and let's be patient. But before we get so excited and they undeliver, let them deliver whatever it is until we can enjoy it for what it is. So what I will enjoy is Sunday's Elimination Chamber, because I am extremely.
There's a pay-per-view this Sunday?
It's this Sunday, brother. We're on our
There's an actual WWE pay-per-view this Sunday.
Well, is it a pay-per-view? Like, I mean, people can still pay for it.
Am I supposed to care about this pay-per-view? Like, what's that say? They got the women tag team titles.
Why would they not care about it? That's why I come through the phone and proverbially chokeslam you.
I mean, you can. I mean, you tall enough to do it, and I know how to jump into it and take the bump. So it'll look fantastic. I'll make you look great. I'll teach you like Dolph Ziggler, the most wrestler you wrestle again.
Kayfabe. Got to kayfabe it.
Kayfabe. No kayfabe. But no, but I outside of the women's tag team Elimination Chamber match,
You have the new Daniel Bryan championship
in the SmackDown Elimination Chamber match.
I think the Usos might win the titles. I think the first women's tag team title. It's just a very interesting pay-per-view in a lot of ways. I'm sorry. I think it is.
I mean, that's good for you. That's good for you, Mike. I'm fading. I'm fading fast, man. I'm fading fast. And
you cannot stop the fade right now. Right now is the time you're supposed to eliminate and suspend the disbelief and go with what they've given you the last since the Royal Rumble. Since the Royal Rumble, neither program has undelivered. Neither program.
Okay. I mean,
I haven't gotten nothing less than a four.
I think SmackDown's giving me a little bit more. I like what SmackDown's been giving me. And everything they've been doing with Becky Lynch has been great.
Yeah. Everything with Bryan's been great. Everything with
Bryan's been fantastic. Like his whole persona has been locked in. This has been the best Daniel Bryan like I've seen in a long, long time. This is the heel version of the way he's able to master just the wizardry that he does with his words is very similar to what I was feeling with him when it came to his face run when he beat Triple H, Randy Orton, and Batista on the same night becoming Undisputed Champion. It has elements of that he's trying to make this impact, he's trying to bring you in, he's trying to make you so emotionally invested that you want to tear his face off and like feed him to a meat slicer. Just so he can go out again, so he can go out on something that he really doesn't like, which is meat. So as far as his persona, what he's been doing, love it. Reckless, what she's been doing, been loving it. I do like the Charlotte Flair turn too, where it's not really a turn, where it's most likely like I'm gonna do what I freaking want because I'm Charlotte freaking Flair. I like that. I do like that. I don't like that Oscar's became Bobby Lashley.
I love Lashley being in this spot as champion.
I miss him. I miss Bobby Lashley. I miss the TNA walking Armageddon Bobby Lashley, but he's in WWE, so I guess since he doesn't dance, he's not going to get a championship run.
I think you're completely off base with that statement, although in his Black History Month, nothing would indicate that you are off with that statement because we haven't seen one. However, I like Bobby Lashley. I think he's in a great position at Intercontinental Champion. I think being him with his hype man, which they call him, Leo Rush, and I think Finn Balor, I think they can't be in a championship picture right now. This is the next best picture, especially with losing, to me, the heart and soul of something that I love in the Shield. To me, and that's hashtag I'm a Dean Ambrose guy, reportedly leaving the company. Is it a work or is it not a work? That's why I haven't talked about it. Right now, WWE has announced their parting ways as well, but my question is, when have they ever done that? Then last Friday, I stumbled upon a video on YouTube where it was like a Dean Ambrose goodbye video, and that threw me for a loop. I'm not sure people can see it. Go find that. I know I'm not dreaming, so I don't do hallucinates, okay? So I know what I'm talking about here, but I like it all. I like it. I like the Elimination Chamber match. I like everything about this time of the year in wrestling. I wish I could be at WrestleMania with my buddies. King Von Jr. said he's going, so I will hate every step of the way of everybody being there. I will be jealous. I will be mad, but I will enjoy you. I will celebrate you, and I hope you guys have the time of your lives while you're there. I will not be attending WrestleMania this year. Unless we get Radio Row. I told my wife, I said, we get Radio Row, I'm out. Okay, may not be going to WrestleMania still, but I'll be in New York. Okay, to do Radio Row, so I can go ahead and get this thing cracking and popping and locking. But I was a good pop locker. I want people to know that. I'm not lying. I'm not over-exaggerating that. But tonight on Raw, I'm excited about all that and then some. So I will say that much, Micah. Tonight on Raw, I'm excited. But Mustafa Ali is out of the Leonard Shipman match. Let's find out why that's happening. But, people, it is the best and worst of the weekend. Sing along! That's who you got, man.
Who would you say?
Hey, Chris, best and worst of the weekend.
Oh, sorry. No, you might get cut out. The best of the weekend was, you know, the Sixers beating the Lakers yesterday. Worst of the weekend was the marketing of the AAF. I mean, damn, can I get a commercial? Can I even know that you exist? The hell?
Best and worst of the weekend, Wally. Wow.
Worst of the weekend would have to be the Lakers getting blown out by the Sixers. Best of the weekend had to be me spending time with my family and friends.
Best and worst of the weekend, Micah.
Best of the weekend, my baby boy turning two, and we celebrated
two.
On
Saturday.
Two.
And then worst of the weekend, you know, me trying to figure out what to do. Actually, what happened was I burned my chicken, Mike. I burned the chicken on the grill. I didn't do too well. I failed, Mike. But that's okay. I'm going to make a chicken salad with it tonight. So I'll always recover. I'll always recover, Mike. That's how we do it.
I like when you recover. That's the best part about chicken. When you're
it's only burnt on the outside.
Only burnt on the outside. Best of the weekend for me, it'd be the 76ers. And it'd be, honestly, you know what? I'm going to say all together sports weekend. 76ers, North Carolina, the Deontay Davis fight. If you missed on first round knockout from him. Going on. He didn't get an employee Mayweather school of how to sell a fight, though. You know, my promotion told me to do, and from there, you know, I hate that, boxers. Come on, it's a 21st century athlete. LeBron James has taught y'all all how to speak up for yourself and have a voice, all right? Have a voice, man. Stop depending on the promoters to tell you who to fight next. Take some liberties of yourself and go fight who you want to fight. Best of all, I'm telling you, all around, great, great, great weekend. Worst of the weekend, I'm sorry, I said it in my rant before wrestling, man, the Grammys. The Grammy awards giving best rap album to Cardi B. I'm sorry.
Hey, how about Song of the Year going to Donald Glover, going to Childish Gambino?
Yeah, for America. So maybe that's what it was. It was a payoff.
You know they were going to pick.
I didn't think they were going to do it. I didn't think they were going
to give it to him. Why wouldn't they give it to him? That's how they think. I mean, did you see the standing ovation Michelle Obama got? That's how they think.
Yeah.
They definitely.
Nipsey had a great album too. So, and anybody but Cardi. I'm sorry. Anybody but Cardi. I personally, like I said, I saw Daytona, but people want to say Drake. I'm not the biggest Drake fan. You know what I'm saying? I'm not light skinned. I don't use scissors to open up potato chips. So, other than that, I'm good. But, yeah, I'm sorry, man. The Grammys? You got to go, my man. But with that being said, we're going to get up out of here, y'all. Listen, see you on Friday. Lock it up, Friday, NBA All-Star Weekend. Let's talk about it. Let's be about it. We'll be back here. So come join us, all right? It's really what it is. So I don't know what to say to you. Get out of here. Go somewhere. You don't want to leave? All right, that's fine. I'm sorry. You don't want to leave? All right. Well, there it is. Music's done. Get out of here, y'all. We out of here. You should join us. Bye.
It's time.
Very talented. I'm God gifted. It's just there's a difference.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is that why you are here?
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right.
What is this? This looks good.
Wow.
That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
IHOP now has buttermilk crispy chicken made with all natural chicken breast and a signature blend of seasonings. Why am I running? Because IHOP now has buttermilk crispy chicken made with all natural chicken breast and a signature blend of seasonings. Woo! We're talking chicken and pancakes, chicken and bacon cheddar waffles. Move it, Gray Van! IHOP has crispy chicken!
Run in to try IHOP's new buttermilk crispy chicken strips and unlimited pancakes for just $6.99. For a limited time, price and participating restaurants may vary.